This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's December 9th, and on this day in 1977, Kermit Washington punched Rudy Tomjanovich, nearly killing him during a game between the LA Lakers and the Houston Rockets. It was a moment that changed both men's lives in an instant. In the first minute of the second half, a missed shot by the Lakers was rebounded by the Rockets, and John Lucas started a fast break the other way. Trailing the play were Houston's Kevin Kuhnert and LA's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Washington. At midcourt, Washington grabbed Kuhnert by the hip to slow him down. In return, Kuhnert elbowed Washington in the face. It seemed inadvertent, but when Washington turned around, half expecting an apology from Kuhnert, he got another shot to the face. At that point, a fight ensued between the two. Kareem jumped in and was attempting to pull Kuhnert away from the fight when Rudy Tomjanovich came running toward midcourt to help his teammate. Seeing Tomjanovich out of the corner of his eye running at him, Washington planted and threw a punch, smashing Rudy T's nose. Tomjanovich hit the floor, still conscious, but dazed with his ears ringing and blood gushing from his face. Later, it was determined Tomjanovich's injury was similar to being thrown from a car going 50 miles per hour. The punch broke his nose, fractured his skull, damaged his teeth, and spinal fluid leaked from his brain. In the immediate aftermath, Tomjanovich had facial reconstruction surgery and did not play the rest of the season. Washington received a $10,000 fine and a 26-game suspension. The Lakers traded him to Boston later that year, and he bounced around the league to San Diego, Portland, and Golden State before retiring in 1982. Tomjanovich returned the following season and averaged 19 points a game, but did have lingering effects from the punch, eventually retiring in 1981. A lawsuit between the two teams was settled out of court in 1979. Rudy T would return to the court, however, taking over as head coach of the Rockets in 1992, winning back-to-back NBA championships in 94 and 95. Also on this day in sports history, in 2001, Notre Dame hired George O'Leary. However, after a newspaper reporter began researching O'Leary's education and playing bona fides, he noticed there were serious inaccuracies that had lingered in his bio for more than 20 years. O'Leary resigned 5 days later due to the fallout from the controversy. And in 1935, the first Heisman was awarded to the University of Chicago's Jay Berwanger. That's it for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast.
No-nonsense, old-school weightlifting history
is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast.
When Football Was Football
is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast.
Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring
for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, Don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.